Welcome to Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're breaking down various predictions made by different cult leaders. In 1984, Luc Jouret founded the Order of the Solar Temple with Joseph Dimambro. A decade later, the two men would convince their followers that it was necessary to ascend to a higher spiritual plane to avoid the apocalypse. The plan? Suicide by fire. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for a brand new episode of Cults Daily. If you want to hear our full-length episodes on the Order of the Solar Temple, part one aired in this feed on July 10th, 2018. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, enjoy this episode.
By the fall of 1994, Luc Jouret and Joseph Dimambro had a problem. Followers of their cult, the Order of the Solar Temple, were leaving. A former member, Tony Dutoit, was speaking out against them, claiming that Jouret and Dimambro were playing tricks on them. The visions they were seeing inside the group's Quebec chalet were fake, staged by Dimambro. The cult leaders knew they had to silence Dutoit before they lost more members.
On September 30th, 1994, Dutoit and his family were attacked in Quebec. Tony was stabbed 50 times, his wife Nikki nearly 15 times, and their infant son 6 times.
The brutal murders of the Dutoits ignited a wave of mass suicides in the Order of the Solar Temple. The fiery end of days that Jouret and Dimambro had been preaching had finally arrived.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 6th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing the beliefs of Luc Jouret and Joseph Dimambro. The two created the Order of the Solar Temple, a cult that was a hodgepodge of early Christian theology, UFO religion, and the Knights Templar. In the mid-1990s, followers of Jouret and Dimambro committed mass suicide in Canada and Europe.
In 1984, Luc Jouret, a homeopathic physician, and Joseph Dimambro, a grifter masquerading as a psychologist, founded the Order of the Solar Temple in Switzerland. Both men had long been interested in alternative forms of spirituality and running grifts.
The Solar Temple set up shop in Zurich and formed a belief system from a blend of various ideologies. They combined early Christianity, UFO religion, and Eastern mysticism, creating something unique and almost indescribable.
Jouret and Dimambro claimed that certain members of the order were both reincarnated Knights Templar, as well as elders of an ancient society called the Rosy Cross. According to Jouret and Dimambro, throughout history, these elders reincarnated themselves to warn the world of the impending apocalypse.
The apocalypse, they claimed, was near, and it would arrive in the form of an environmental catastrophe. However, there was still a chance for salvation. Prior to the end of days, members could depart or transition and reach the next stage of spiritual enlightenment through purification, a purification of fire.
Throughout the mid-1980s, Jouret and Dimambro set up branches of their cult in parts of Europe and in Canada.
But the Order of the Solar Temple soon faced trouble. Members noticed that Dimambro ruled over the group like an authoritarian, and Jouret demanded that women have sex with him prior to spiritual ceremonies. On top of all that, the group's funds seemed to be lining Jouret and Dimambro's pockets.
The problem came to a head when member Tony Dutoit realized he'd been used to install devices throughout sanctuaries that tricked members into believing they were seeing visions. When he revealed this to other members, it led to a mass exodus. As revenge, the Dutoit family were brutally executed on Demambro's orders.
The murders signaled the beginning of the end. Jurey and Demambro convinced the rest of the followers that it was time to leave their earthly bodies and transition across the universe.
On October 4th and 5th, 1994, fires broke out across three solar temple chalets in Quebec and in the Swiss villages of Chéry and Grange-sur-Salvan. When firefighters combed through the rubble, they discovered the charred bodies of over 50 men, women, and children. Almost all of them showed signs of suicide, whether by poison or bullets.
Included among the bodies found in Salvan were Luc Jurey and Joseph Demambro.
But the deaths of the cult's leaders didn't end the organization just yet. A little over a year later, in December 1995, 16 more bodies were discovered in another solar temple mass suicide in the Vercors Mountains of France.
And in March of 1997, a third mass suicide in Quebec City partially failed when three children managed to escape before their parents killed them. Unfortunately, five remaining Solar Temple members did succeed in taking their own lives while also lighting their house on fire.
By the time firefighters put out the flames, a total of 74 people had died for the Order of the Solar Temple. In yet another tragic example of people succumbing to fear of the apocalypse right around the corner and giving in to two malicious grifters.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.